that skepticism that you talk about, was that at the heart of you leaving Harvard, where you were studying government and making your life as a writer?
Partly. It was a distrust of scientific means as a mode of discovery when it came to questions of the heart and questions of the tear ducts and questions of the nape of the neck and of the stomach, that human emotion, conscience, morality are in a lot of ways unapproachable through the scientific method. And art is one of the few means we have, I think, to explore the ambiguities of morality and the ambiguities of religion and so on. And by explore, I mean not the search for answer, but I mean simply the search itself, the quest. One listens to a beautiful piece of music, and it's not going to offer anyone answers to how one should lead one's life or how one should comport oneself in a marriage or in a war or with a father or a mother. Instead, it elevates the heart. It makes the heart bubble and rise, and I think therefore elevates the human being in general, which is a modest accomplishment if it could be done, but not unimportant.
Well, that's what I get from your work, that I gathered that when you sit down to work, your main focus is a literary one, that you're trying to create something beautiful out of words, not necessarily trying to tell us what happened in Vietnam. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. My purpose is not to do history and not to make political statements about the war. But there is some of that, I suppose, that comes out through the mouths of characters, but I may or may not believe in what these characters are saying. As a writer, my goal in the end really is to sit in my underwear in front of a typewriter or a word processor or a piece of paper and try to make art, which may sound presumptuous and so on, but that's the goal. Even if I fail, it's the goal. And by art, I mean the music that underlies prose, the phrases, the sentences, the sound of the writing. Because in the end, that's what's going to carry any plot or any character. We have 26 letters in the alphabet, and we got some punctuation marks. That's all we've got, the way a composer may have notes. And it's the virtually infinite combination of those 26 letters and punctuation marks that is going to carry a story, is going to carry theme and import and broken hearts and guilt, and all the material is carried by those combinations of sentences. And as a writer, I really pay most of my attention to that recalcitrant sentence that won't bend to my will or won't have a sound that sounds to me fresh and on key and somehow musical. And I'll go back the next day and try again. Hmm.